WSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump will meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming days. That word from the Kremlin, which says the venue has been agreed upon, details to follow. Mr. Trump says there is a good chance of a meeting, suggesting that Ukrainian President Zelensky might be there.
The president's comments came after what he called very good talks between his special envoy and Putin in Moscow. One White House official said a meeting could take place as soon as next week. And while Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Donald Trump is open to meeting with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders, her statement did not address the potential timing of a meeting.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. In California, State Assembly Bill 495 is coming under fire from Christians, parents' rights groups, and high-profile evangelical leaders like Jack Hibbs, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, because the legislation would make it easier for child predators to remove children from public schools or even daycare centers without parental notification. Gina Gleason, leader of the Real Impact Ministry, expects a huge attendance at a rally being organized at the state capitol on August 19th.
Well, if we don't show up, this law will pass. We need to show that we are concerned enough to drive hundreds of miles out to Sacramento because we do not want this bill to pass. Our Democrat leader will be surprised at how many more parents will rally at the Capitol steps on the 19th, and then we will train people how to lobby their legislators that you want a no vote on AB 495.
Gleason adds that parents wanting more information on the August 19th rally can go to the website realimpact.us. Apple announcing an additional $100 billion commitment to America, boosting its total U.S. investment to $600 billion. Wall Street stock futures higher this morning, and this is SRN News. A drag queen is expelled from an LGBT group.
Pride in Dallas has terminated its relationship with Arthur Lee Walker. The voice actor, who's also a drag performer, is accused by two young men of grooming them when they were teenagers. Walker had been scheduled to host an event for Pride in Dallas next month. Critics of drag shows have pointed out that the events are often sexual in nature and children should not be allowed to view them. Some states are passing laws to that effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president said the United States will not let men steal trophies from women at the 2028 Olympics. Growing number of international sports governing bodies moving to bar males from competing against females. This is SRN News. When it's finished, it will be a massive work of engineering innovation.
The Italian government clearing the way to build the world's largest suspension bridge linking the Italian mainland with Sicily. The bridge has been approved with an estimated cost of nearly $16 billion. The structure will be more than 2 miles long. The Italian transport minister says preliminary work on the Strait of Messina Bridge likely to begin in the next few months. Jason Walker reporting.
Hospitalized in stable condition, five soldiers from Fort Stewart, Georgia. They were shot on post yesterday, allegedly by an active duty soldier. The suspect identified as 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford. Authorities say the gunman was tackled by other soldiers, and that put an end to the attack. More details at SRNNews.com.